Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Lions with an unbelievable win. Unbelievable win down in Houston. But Gator, I made the comment yesterday that there are going to be probably games that kind of get lost in the wash during the year that are, you know, not as memorable as others. This one was a memorable one. This one feels like a point in time that will get referenced. If this team goes on to get to the mountaintop, is what they were able to do in the Houston game, especially if what they're able to do in the Houston game in the end is one of the big reasons why they get home field advantage and get that one seed that they're going after.
Oh, that'd be real nice. And it's actually two games in a row, and you go back to the Green Bay game as well. I don't think that's one we're going to forget anytime soon either.
Probably not.
Because of the weather and all that and the perseverance. And it's 2 weeks in a row now where this team has just, they totally, you know, epitomized what Dan Campbell has preached about for years since he took over the job. It's just, this team is pure grit. It's not always going to turn out in their favor, but just coming back and getting to a tie situation in that mm-hmm. game was remarkable, let alone the opportunity to win at the end, which they did.
Yeah, and look, the regular season, when you have a good football team, is an exercise in a couple things. One is trying to position yourself as best you can for the most advantageous path to the Super Bowl, which I think last year the goal was to get a home playoff game, win the division and get a home playoff game. This year, and Dan Campbell had admitted as much when he was on with the morning show, it's about trying to be that one seed. And they're in a position to be that. But then the other thing you do in the regular season is you want to prove that you can answer every bell. And in the last 2 weeks, there was a weather game, and they answered the bell. And there was an off game, hostile environment on the road, big deficit. Came back and won that one too. Like they're checking these boxes off along the way. Where if they do have to go on the road into a weather game in DC or Philly or San Francisco, hey, we played in these conditions. We know we can win. If they do find themselves down 16, 17 points, they know they can come back. And we know they can come back. They're checking boxes.
They are definitely checking boxes. They're fun to watch. And I know that game was not fun to watch for a while. I mean, for a long while. Even when they start the second half, like, come on. They just trade interceptions? What's mm-hmm. going on here? But they settle down. And when you look at them scoring 19 points in the second half, that's a lot of points to score in a half of football. You'll take it. And now the 26 total is below their season average, but it's okay. You're going to have games like that where you're not playing your best and you're able to do enough to win. That's really what the character about this team is.
It's interesting because we went into this four-game stretch where they had 3 of 4 on the road and they were all tough opponents at the Vikings, at the Packers, at the Texans with the home game against Tennessee. So you're talking about first-place teams, teams with winning records. In the Vikings' case, they were undefeated. And it was like, okay, this is the stretch where we learn a little bit more about them. This is the stretch where we get a sense for who they are. And they sweep it. They sweep the stretch. And they do it in a variety of different ways. They came from behind in the Vikings game and the Texans game, the weather game in Green Bay. They had special teams contribute a mm-hmm. ton in the Texans game, or excuse me, the Titans game. So there's all three phases. At one point or another, if everybody's clicking, you win big. But if everybody's not clicking, you still got to find a way to win football games. And they've done that. And it's so reassuring. It makes this feel like an authentic Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, and they are. They absolutely are. And it's, for most of that game, I didn't think the special teams was impressive. Jake Bates comes up with 2 kicks that are very impressive. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, that looked good. But the return game wasn't doing a whole lot. I don't think Jack Fox had his best game. He had one really good punt, but beyond that, didn't look like that was his best game. And the defense in the first half really, really kind of struggled with things. But in the second half, things tilted in the other direction. The defense was fantastic. you know, both teams, these are two teams that kind of mirror each other a little bit when they're healthy, right? Yep. Houston's playing with their two best receivers. They're both out of the game. But when they're healthy, that's a high-powered offense, get things going. Joe Mixon gets things going in the run game. But without those two receivers, you're pinning your ears back and you're saying, we're going to stop the run, which is what they did. Mixon had 46 yards on 25 carries.
Also, Houston had problems up front offensively. Their offensive line has struggled. And
they've got some injuries they're dealing with there, too.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, at this point in the season, everybody's got injuries. It's just part of the story.
Right.
You have to endure.
I guess my point is, I don't know if I'm going to be surprised if this is the matchup in the Super Bowl. Because if things get the season progressive, guys get healthy, guys return to their teams, these are two of the best football teams in the league in terms of roster.
Yeah. So
they can get things done. And Houston drops to 6-4, which is going to hurt. That's going to hurt. It's going to stink for them for a little bit here. But that's still a really good football team they have over there.
But they're still a first-place team that the Lions beat. Minnesota, 7-2 in this stretch. A team the Lions beat. Green Bay, 6-3, a team the Lions beat. It is amazing. And now we get the test of, okay, here comes 2-8 Jacksonville. You know, you want to be the same thing every week. It's really difficult to do, but they took care of 2-7 Tennessee a couple weeks back.
Do what you did against Tennessee.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, it's the thing about the NFL is that seriously, bad teams can sneak up and beat good teams. And
it happens all the time.
It happens. I mean, you can make the case that it happened last night when a Miami team that was 2-6 went to LA and beat the Rams. The Rams were favored there. The Rams aren't great, but you know, it's a 2-win team. They did get Tua back.
Yeah, I was gonna say Miami's getting healthy now.
Yep. So that always does help.
That could springboard them, but yeah, the
but
Rams
you gotta show
terrible.
Up. My point is you gotta show up.
Yeah.
You can't just roll out the helmets in the NFL almost ever and know you're gonna win. And this team, you know, Dan Campbell, I was glad they asked him about the one seed. He said, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the goal.
They talk about it, yeah.
That is something.
When I'm watching the NFL on Sunday, I'm rooting, you know, like against, you know, Washington, all these other teams, like hardcore. Like, I'm really on the edge of my seat. I want that one seed.
Now that Washington has lost to Pittsburgh this past weekend, the Thursday night game is Washington at Philly. Go Commanders, right?
It's a real interesting game.
Pittsburgh hung an L on the Commanders, so now hopefully the Commanders can hang another L on the Eagles. And right now, for people who are interested in that one seed thing, Lions being 8-1, Philly 7-2, they are the closest, but Philly has their two losses both came within the NFC. So the Lions hold the tiebreaker over the Eagles. So we are still efforting Jared Goff. We expect to have him here shortly. Stick with us. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Luke is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Luke.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
We've all been fans of this team forever, right? And, you know, it's like we watch this team lose games in so many different ways, you know, whether it be, you know, Baltimore's got to go 40 yards in 17 seconds and kick a last-minute field goal. And we say, well, those are good teams. You know, they find a way to win. And, man, it's like so refreshing now that we are that team finding ways to win. And not only are we, you know, finding ways to win some of them, we're winning all of them. And I think that just shows that we're not a good team that's finding ways to win. We're a great team that's doing it in so many different ways, whether it be, you know, Goff throwing 5 interceptions and still winning, or, you know, the defense, you know, not really holding well, but, you know, the special teams is going nuts. So, you know, we're finding ways to win every single week, and it's just a testament to this team and how diverse they are from, you know, offense, defense, special teams, every way they're finding ways to win. And it's like, I've been a season ticket holder since the 0-16. That was the year I bought my tickets. And it's like I can breathe and my son's enjoying it. And it's so, so much fun.
Well, you just said something here that's virtually unfathomable. You said they're finding a way to win and they're winning all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, right?
Yeah.
Even good teams back in the day would find a way that they would just, you couldn't get that last. How many times do we watch? We had the lead with 2 minutes left, and the team just drove on us and scored and won the game. It always happened. Yeah. I remember Sunday Night Football, Andrew Luck driving on us, and I'm like, oh, can we win this game? It would be so nice. Just get a stop, defense. Just get a stop. And, of course not, we didn't, and he gutted us all the way down 80 yards in like a minute and maybe it was 2 minutes, 9 seconds, and he drove the entire field and went.
Not up in here.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.